Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
It could be. You never know. Mm-hmm. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Subject, she slapped my husband. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I love to hang out after football games. We're Clemson fans and my husband played football, so we were all into the games. We met a group of friends at our favorite bar and two of my single girlfriends came. They're not into football, but they thought some single men might be out. We were sitting back and chilling and one of my friends joined us. She went to the bar to order her own food and drinks, even though we had a waiter that checked on us. My husband was jokey with her, but I could see that she had a bad vibe from the time she walked in. She was on her phone, texting a whole lot. At the same time, my husband seemed distracted and he checked his phone a lot. I am watching them the whole time because something was not right. If she texted, he looked at his phone. Then she got up to go sit at the bar and it was packed by then, so I could not really see what she was doing. My husband went to the bathroom and stopped by the bar to talk to her. He showed her his phone and she showed him hers. Then she put her finger in his face and lightly slapped him. I walked over to them and he looked like a deer in headlights. He said he wanted to know why she was being antisocial and sitting at the bar. So I asked him why he cared. She echoed saying, "Yeah, why do you care?" He swears it was nothing at all and that I did not see her slap him. Why would my friend invite this woman to join us if something is up with her and my husband? I want to ask about this woman, but I don't want to seem pressed. What should I do? You got to ask. What do you mean you don't want to seem pressed? This is your husband. You saw this woman slap him. You have every right to ask and find out what's going on. I'm just surprised by this because where and when could this ever happen? You see a woman slap your husband and nothing? There certainly seems to be something going on. I mean, you know, you peeped it with all the texting back and forth and all of that. You know when someone around you gets a text from someone else because they're looking, you know, you see someone texting, you know how this stuff goes. They were very familiar. You know what you saw with your own eyes. This woman had a lot of nerve to slap him in front of you and she did it in front of everyone. I'm sure she definitely knew what she was doing and that you were there with him, which is why this all happened anyway. I say believe what you saw in spite of what your husband said. He said you didn't see her slap him. And believe everything your intuition is telling you. You said you knew something was off. You knew something wasn't right. You know, this is just crazy because no woman is just going to slap someone randomly. If there's not anything going on between them. He said something crazy. She was mad because you were there. All of that. Your friend is wrong for inviting the woman. Your husband is wrong and stupid for stopping to talk to her in the first place. And the woman doesn't give a darn about your marriage or you being there. Your husband is the one you should be talking to about this, though. He, you know, maybe even slap him again, you know, since he didn't, he said you didn't see her slap him the first time. It's okay for you to be pressed. Speak up for yourself, all right? Steve?
Well, Shirley, my answer is going to surprise you. And,
is it?
Yeah, because I usually try to help some guys out.
Mm-hmm.
The name of the letter, though, is "She Slapped My Husband." I'm going to do something I hardly ever do. I'm going to start at the bottom. He swears it was nothing at all, that I did not see her slap him. Why would my friend invite this woman to join us if something was up with her and my husband? I just want to ask about this woman, but I don't want to seem pressed. What should I do? Well, I sure want to know who the woman is that wrote this letter, because you're amazing. I've never had one of you. This is great. You watched a woman slap your husband, and you don't want to seem pressed.
Man.
Oh, my God.
Man.
And then he told you you didn't really see her slap him.
That was the move right there.
And you want to know why your friend invited this woman to join us if something were up with her and my husband. Your friend may not know anything about it. She just invited the woman. But now, let's go back now and read this letter. Y'all go to the, y'all Clemson fans, y'all went to the game, so the single women came. They ain't like football, but they thought some single guys would be there. You chilling, and one of your friends joined us. So then she went to the bar to order her own food and drinks, even though we had a waiter that checked on us. My husband was jokey-jokey with her. But I could see that she had a bad vibe from the time she walked in. She was on her phone texting a whole lot at the same time. My husband seemed distracted, and he checked his phone a lot. I'm watching them the whole time because something was not right. Normally, I would try to help this guy.
With some lies, Steve.
There's no way he should get out of this.
Hang on, hang on. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject: she slapped my husband. Does that? All right, we'll get back into it right after this.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter and get your response. What you got? Part two.
The title is "She Slapped My Husband." They at a bar. They Clemson fans. Guy used to play. They all go to a bar. A couple of girlfriends came, but they don't like football, but they figured some single guys would be there. Then another one of your friends came. According to you, she was one of your friends. Came and had a bad vibe. and she went to the bar to order her food, but y'all had a waiter that was checking on y'all. She was on her phone texting a lot, and at the same time, my husband seemed distracted, and he checked his phone a lot. So now they texting each other. I'm watching them the whole time because something was not right.
God.
She texts, he look at his phone. Oh, Lord have mercy. Then she got up and sat at the bar, and it was packed, so you couldn't really see what was going on. Your husband went to the bathroom, stopped by the bar to talk to her. He showed her his phone. She showed him hers. Then she put her finger in his face and lightly slapped him. I walked over to them. He looked like a deer in headlights. He said he wanted to know why she was being antisocial and sitting at the bar. So I asked him why he cared. Now, here's the part of the whole letter. She echoed me saying, yeah, why do you care? Now, right here, who are you asking my husband any questions? But when I walked over there, the fact that you had slapped him changes our relationship from now on. Because, wait a minute. Why did you slap my husband? Now, your husband trying to get out of it. No, baby, she didn't slap me. What you talking about? You didn't say
what?
Slap me.
No,
him. You should have asked her. Why did you slap my husband? Because she answering all the other questions. See, that old, and why do you care? Yeah, why do you care? Oh, she answering questions. Well, then you should have asked her, why did you slap my husband? And then as soon as she gave you her answer, why you ain't slap her is beyond me.
I don't get it.
I don't understand this at all. See, and then you a little off. You said, why would my friend invite this woman to join us if something is up with her and my husband? Your friend that invited her to join him may not know nothing about this.
Right.
Everybody in the dark. Didn't nobody know about this. I want to ask about this woman, but I don't want to seem pressed. So you going to let it go?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Who are you? Oh, this is great. Do you have a sister?
That was crazy right there.
Are you available after this? Do you have friends that's available? Because I got partners that want to meet this type of woman. I don't even understand how you let the woman slap your husband and you ain't had no words for her. He lied. So he did the best lie. Why did she slap you? She ain't slapped me.
And you just saw her do it.
Crazy.
What? Slap. Why was you showing her your phone? I ain't show her my phone. She showed you her phone. If you really wanted to see it get crazy in there, if you could have snatched his phone, that would have did it. But then I know you ain't going to snatch his phone because you don't want to seem
pressed.
Pressed. Where is this woman at that don't want to be pressed?
Ooh, wait.
After someone
this letter don't make no sense, lady. I don't know. What should I do? Well, for starters, let me tell you what the average woman won't do. This is far from over. Who is he? And what is a he to you?
Come on, boy.
Sing it, Steve.
That was this way the song go.
He always does that, you know.
A man we pass and just try to stare me down. Dadgummit, who is he? Woo. And what is a he to you?
Jersey. Oh, boy.
Now, you did, there's a female version to that. A woman we pass just try to stare me down.
Slapped you.
Dum, 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 dum. And when I looked at you, you looked at the ground.
Yeah, you did.
I don't know who she is, but I think that you do.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Dadgummit, who is she? And what is a she to you? Uh-huh. Now, that's an old Bill Withers song that I wanted to give to you, and that's what you should do. But if you don't feel like being pressed, let it go.
Okay.
Ooh. Ooh, she getting on my nerves.
Right. She shouldn't have even used that word, press.
Girl,
that's not the word. All right. Hit us up on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM to comment on today's Strawberry Letter. You can also check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.